What's up, Moshaholics? This is Stephen Brock
and Eric Vogt
from Armed Chaos. You're listening to Doom Radio right here at VibrationsOfDoom.com, keeping metal alive.
Greetings and welcome. Stephen Cannon back in the house, bringing you more madness, mayhem, and musical magic for this two-hour Sunday edition of Doom Radio. And at the top of the show, you heard the band Armed Chaos, vicious thrash from right here in Georgia, my home state, Fayetteville, Georgia to be exact, not too far down the road from where Vibrations of Doom is headquartered. We went to their The Opposition's Crushed 2016 full length for the track Scheduled for Termination, and sadly after the release of that album they would call it quits exactly 2 years later. And I remember when I was in Victim 9 we played a show with them opening up for the Mighty Wormreich. Let's jump into the show this week. Let's get some classic 80s metal going. It's time to start rocking. Gonna go all the way to Houston, Texas. 1984 was the year that this band known as Mad Hatter, spelled M-A-D-D-H-A-T-T-E-R, released the self-titled full-length release. Get ready to rock with Mad Hatter, bringing you the cut In My Nightmare.
Get your name done, and
We'll be right back.
classic 80s metal going to Japan for the band known as Ivory Gate, and the track The Wings of Fire from their 1987 full-length release New Frontier, which they released independently. Moss Troll before that, bringing us some brilliant dungeon synth, the rather short track Ancient and Moldy from their The Weeping Everglades full-length, and Knocked Muse hailing from Ontario, Canada. And my thanks to Knocked Muse for running an ad with us. The track Flood from their Solemn Songs of Night, Sky, and Sea 2022 full-length release. And though they have female vocals, it definitely reminds me of a cross between Melikesh and Eternum from Canada. Somewhat of a symphonic death metal approach. Very heavy and very enjoyable. Mad Hatter starting off the four-track Madness. Classic 80s metal from Houston, Texas via their 1984 self-titled release on Cosmo Records. Mad Hatter with the track In My Nightmare. And one of the most amazing discoveries for me, hailing from France, a very heavy thrash band, quite punishing in the vein of The Haunted, maybe some Carnal Forge and early In Flames, the band known as H-Tray, H-T-R-A-Y. In 2007, they released the Distressing Report full-length with improved production and a very powerful, punchy sound. H-Tray with their 2007 full-length Distressing Report giving us the track Short-Lived New Trend.
Represent the trophy of your time. from 80s metal band Tyrant. When the legions of the dead roll into town, will it be too late to pray? Listen to the words of the preacher right here on Doom Radio at vibrationsofdoom.com.
With my eyes, stumbling upon my control. and Tyler has killed him. You know it's honor and his greed. We got to fight, we got to fight to be. We got to fight to be free. We'll have our day and stand till we talk. I'll be an eagle, there's no big, no small. Fight to be free. And the wisdom from words
Closing out our three-track set, going to the United Kingdom for the 1987 full-length release for Ebony Records entitled Burning from the band known as Fast Cuts, spelled K-U-T-Z, and the track entitled Fight to Be Free. More classic 80s metal from right here in the United States, from California, the band known as Tyrant, via their Too Late to Pray full-length classic 80s metal release for Metal Blade, Tyrant with the track Bells of Hades, and France giving us the band H-Tray, courtesy of Short-Lived New Trend, a cut found courtesy of their 2007 full-length Distressing Report. Right now we're going to head over to Germany for a blistering, what I call, black and thrash band. They're listed as death thrash, but this sounds more like a black and thrash crossover, in the vein of Niflheim, Toxic Holocaust, Unleashed, and the like. This is a band called Early Death. Hailing from Germany, they released the Bleakest Force EP in 2017. Where are they now? They are said to still be active, but we haven't heard anything from them. Closing track off this four-track EP from Early Death, from their The Bleakest Force 2017 independent release. Get ready for the track, Reanimation.
Bye. Hail, all fans of metal, hard rock, epic rock, and prog rock. I'm Rob Davis, here from the band Ashbury. You know, we were fortunate enough back in the 80s to record what has become a legendary album in the underground, Endless Skies. So how many great bands do you know that wrote killer riffs and made amazing songs? Well, you can learn about bands all across the globe, from the 80s up to the latest releases of today, on Doom Radio at vibrationsofdoom.com. Yeah, I'm a listener too.
Mystery, mystery man, show me your crystal ball. Make sure I can see it all. I'm so easily confused, so won't you hold it near so I can see it clear. Turn to the judgment day and the words on the final page.
Run when I James Rivera Vampiro of Hellstar, and you're listening to Doom Radio at vibrationsofdoom.com. I need blood!
Yeah.
Closing out the four-track set, we went to Texas for the classic 80s metal band Hellstar, who are still active in releasing stuff today. The track entitled Run With The Pack, found on their 1984 full-length release Burning Star, and Asagram prior to that. Going to the Netherlands, the all-female black metal project released the Dawn of Infinite Fire in 2019. Full of fire and brimstone there, Asagram with the track Abomination's Altar, and classic hard rock from the band Ashbury, and the track Mystery Man from their 1983 full-length Endless Skies, and Early Death starting off the four-track madness. Courtesy of our Where Are They Now feature on Instagram, Reanimation, a cut found courtesy of their 2017 EP release, The Bleakest Force. And as we get ready to close out hour number one, it's time for some classic dungeon synth going to France. This is the band known as Amon Obel, spelled A-M-O-N-O-B-E-L. In 2021, they released the In the Ash Mountains full length, full of references to Tolkien and the Lord of the Rings series, Amon Obel with the track Land Without Elves.
without your answer.